There have been two explosions at Fukushima since Saturday, and a third is looking highly likely. The level of radiation in the surrounding area is already higher than it should be, and Graham Chave, who lives about 30 miles from the plant, says locals are deeply concerned.
What happens if things go really bad? Where do we go? What do we do? Japan's a small country. It's not like that you can just take off across the country, at any great distance. There's a lot of anxiety about that sort of thing. Really, just the future is so unknown. Yeah, it's a worry. It really is.
Cancer expert Professor Robert Leonard says residents of nearby towns have every reason to be worried.
Radiation is emissions from elements called isotopes of the elements, which damage human or animal DNA. And some of that damage can eventually lead to cancer developing in the tissues exposed.
So what exactly is going on at Fukushima? Well, after the earthquake on Friday, the plant's reactors automatically shut down. But so severe was the tremor that backup generators quickly stopped as well. If the fuel rods aren't kept cool, the reactor's casing begins to melt and radiation seeps into the atmosphere. In an attempt to stop that, they pumped seawater into the reactors to cool them, but that creates steam which contains hydrogen, and that mixes with oxygen in the air, triggering an explosion, which is what happened on Saturday in Reactor 1. Then this morning, a similar thing happened in Reactor 3, and now Japanese authorities say the cooling systems have failed in Unit 2. All four reactors at the site are surrounded by thick protective walls, and it's thought they've not sustained significant damage. That means a full nuclear disaster should be averted.